The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have Jesse Tobin McCulley in the studio, the cultural assistant for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we're talking about all things Pittsfield.
Woo! Good morning. Yay.
10 by 10 is over. The 10 by 10 yes. Upstreet Art Festival is over. The 10 by 10 New Play Festival is still happening at Barrington Stage. If you haven't had a chance to see those plays, you still have a chance. But the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival was amazing. Fireworks were...
It was incredible.
Yeah. Right.
But and also, if you missed it and didn't know about it, just sign up for our e-blast. Look for Cultural Pittsfield on Facebook. Love Pittsfield on Instagram. Check out the City of Pittsfield on Instagram. It was posted everywhere. I did hear a few people who weren't aware of the fireworks happening. So just kind of tune in to some social media. And it is in the Eagle. So and remember, it's every February.
Every February, school vacation week.
Yes.
The fireworks are typically the Saturday after school vacation week, the Saturday of school vacation week. So next year, save the date.
Mark your calendars.
Mark
for
your
fireworks.
Calendars.
10 minutes. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun. There was a little snow on the ground and it was lots and lots of fun. So thank you to all the partners and organizations that took part in the 10 by 10. It was another wonderful year. And onward and upward we go. We do still have a great art show at the Liechtenstein, but when you're listening to this, it will be possibly the last day. It does go through Friday, February 27th from 11 to 3 will be open on that day. And then that was Abstract 10, 10 abstract artists featured for the 10 by 10. And it was amazing. It was a wonderful show. Lots of cool, big, small, everything in between.
Bright, colorful,
yes.
Happiness.
Happy.
In this snowy winter, cold winter. It was a good, I don't know, invigorator of our senses, the dopamine.
Yes.
All the things. Well, it's just what I needed.
Yes. We are now getting ready for our March exhibition at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, and it is called Women in Art.
Woo! Yeah, very easy to remember.
We came up, you know, in the dead of winter, Jesse and I are often in the office going, what in the heck can we do to make ourselves happy and make the world happy and make Pittsfield happy and make everybody happy, joyful? And we came up with this idea. It is International Women's Day in March, on Sunday, March 8th. And so we said, let's focus on women. And we did this call for art, for women in art. And we were overwhelmed.
It was an amazing response. And people were so happy and excited to send in their artwork. And the amount of artwork and the quality was incredible.
We got hundreds of pieces of art submitted for this show. And we nailed it down to, what, 73?
73 artists, 73 pieces of artwork. The artwork spans every genre, photography, painting, sculpture. It's going to be a wonderful opening on Sunday, March 8th from 11 to 1 with a brunch theme. So please come by the Liechtenstein.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. A brunch theme celebrating women in art. And the artists are Berkshire-based, but also some have second homes in the Berkshires. Some, you know, are South County, Middle,
yep.
North County. So it really is an amazing representation of the Berkshires, the women artists in the Berkshires that we've never done before.
No, I know. It was fantastic. I think it'll get a lot of different people to the Liechtenstein. If you've never been, it's a great time to stop by. It'll be open on a weekend, which is not normal. So that'll be an opportunity for people who don't normally make it during the week to come see a show there. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. And really was artists from all over Berkshire County.
Yeah, it was a great response. Once we figured out all of the artists that submitted, we were, wow, blown away.
Yeah, right. Once we went through the massive amount of emails.
Yeah, so thank you to all the women who submitted. And come check that show out Sunday, March 8th at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. It starts at 11 o'clock with a brunch theme. 73 pieces of art from 73 different women artists in the Berkshires and beyond, and we're super psyched.
There's so much talent in the Berkshires. It is incredible to see.
It's
so please
awesome.
Come out.
And all of the stuff we're talking about is on lovepittsfield.com. The Lichtenstein Center for the Arts has an amazing page on lovepittsfield.com with up-to-date information on all of the shows that are happening at the Lichtenstein. Typically, we change shows every month. There are some exceptions to that, but every month we have a new show in, and it's just an awesome space. It's a city-owned building. It's owned by the city of Pittsfield, and that's very rare to have an awesome white-walled art gallery owned by the city of Pittsfield. So we try and show it off as much as possible. And in this case, it will be for the opening on March 8th, Sunday, March 8th, which happens to be International Women's Day, starting at 11 o'clock, the opening reception for Women in Art at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, 28 Rennie Avenue. It's still snowing out.
I know. And if you're listening to this and you missed that call for art, or you're wondering where to find calls or information about shows at the Lichtenstein, check out our website and go to the press releases. We put all the calls for art. All the press releases are under a section there. There's a ton of information there. You can sign up for our e-blast. And I always put the calls for art in our e-blast. So if you want to kind of be in the know about the art shows coming up and things you can submit to, it's all housed on the website and in our e-blast.
LovePittsfield.com. LovePittsfield.com. So February is winding down. It's still snowing into March, but that's okay. In like a lion, out like a lamb.
That's March, not February,
oh,
right?
Dang. Okay. So March is coming in like a lion this weekend. With more snow, and it will be out like a lamb. But we're happy that even though the 10 by 10 is over and all of this stuff is happening, there are tons more events going on throughout March, April, May, June, and beyond, of course. This is where you can find them on our newsletter that goes out every Wednesday around noon. Love Pittsfield newsletter. We highlight all of the things going on and encourage you to take part in all of them. Some things happening over the next couple of weeks.
The 10 by 10 plays are going, I think, for the first 2 weeks in March.
Yeah, they expanded them even more. So
right.
Super successful.
And Wander has such a robust calendar in March. Check out their all of their offerings. Solarium's putting together their March calendar. But there's a ton of things that you can do in March to kind of get yourself out of maybe a winter rut and learn something new. There's a painting class starting up actually this Thursday through Berkshire Art Center, but offered at the Pittsfield Library. It's a watercolor landscape class. I believe it's 6 weeks. That is on our website. Led by Jill McLean, who is a wonderful watercolor artist in the Berkshires. So check out that on Berkshire Art Center or lovepittsfield.com and sign up for that to learn something new in this like cold, dreary, snowy winter. And one of my favorites that I cannot stop talking about, and Jen can attest to this, is playing Mahjong. I've been doing it for over the last 10 years, and now it's become, I don't know, some kind of weird phenomenon. And it's offered at the library now, which is so awesome. They have every Monday, 12:30 to 2:30, I think, a group class, or not a class, group gathering, and you can learn, or you can be an expert, and you can go and just play, meet some new folks. They have all the supplies there if you don't have a card. So that is just something cool to do every Monday. If you're available on a Monday afternoon and want to meet some new people, get out of your house and train your brain to do something different.
I know the library is such a good resource for learning new things.
It's happened. They have a knitting circle. They have a class to hand sew totes coming up. They have so many cool things going on and so many just like skills and fun crafts and group activities. We do post a lot of their stuff on our website, but their website also has a very robust calendar, so check it out.
Yes, the Berkshire Athenaeum or the Pittsfield Library is a great place with lots of cool things going on. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Jesse Tobin McCulley, the cultural assistant for the City of Pittsfield, on the program this week to talk about all the cool things happening in the Office of Cultural Development and beyond to keep you busy throughout this snowy end of winter season. We did a call for art, as we were saying, for women in art, and we received hundreds and hundreds of pieces of art, and we ended up with 73 artists and pieces of art on the wall that will be installed the first week of March and opening on Sunday, March 8th at 11 a.m. at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. There are women from the Berkshires and beyond, all the way south, central, north. It was just an overwhelming, enthusiastic response to this call for art, and we're super psyched. Some of the responses to the acceptance of the submissions were just heartwarming. Like, now more than ever, yeah, we need this for us. Thank you. We are women. I'm making this up. Well, we are women. Hear us roar. But there was very inspirational.
Jen says that every day.
I do like to say that a lot. But it was awesome to hear the responses and the positivity and the,
just the happiness.
The
happiness about a show dedicated to women in the artists and the artists in the Berkshires. It was a wonderful response, and it's going to be a fantastic show.
So that show is up through the month of March. It opens, as we said, March 8th at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, and it will be open through the month of March. The Lichtenstein is open typically Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. If there is a time other than that that you would like to come see something at the Lichtenstein, please reach out, because we live in Pittsfield, and it's very easy for us to let you in at other times. So, because we want everyone to see, there are people that come to the Lichtenstein and say, oh my gosh, I never even knew this place existed. And so we really, really want you to experience it and see how cool it is. It's a city-owned art gallery, Oh, that's what I was looking for.
Our phone number? I don't know it.
The phone number. I do know the phone number.
Give us a call.
413-499-9348 is our phone number.
That's it.
9348.
I know the email.
I was looking at some of the cool things that we had on your Love Pittsfield newsletter. Coffee and canvas every first Sunday at Living in Recovery.
Yeah, you can learn how to paint with an artist named Shane, I believe.
Yes. That's very cool. Living in Recovery every first Sunday of the month. So Sunday, March 1st, 6 to 8, join Shane for his monthly offering of coffee and canvas. This month will be a winter-themed painting. Do you not know how to paint? No worries. Shane has got you. Come and check it out. I love that.
I know, right? Why not? Seems like a great thing to do on a Sunday.
And as we said, Barrington Stage Company had a little issue remembering that name. Barrington Stage Company has their 10x10 new play festival happening through mid-March. You can still get tickets to that, but they're doing something very cool. One of the playwrights that submitted a play is doing a playwriting workshop, 10 Steps to Writing a 10-Minute Play. It's hosted by commissioned playwright Jessica Provence. So that is also at Wander. Join Wander and Barrington Stage Company for a free public playwright workshop led by Jessica Provence, 5x10 by 10 playwright. Jessica will guide participants through practical, approachable steps to writing a compelling 10-minute play. This workshop offers tools, inspiration, and community. You know, every year for the 10 by 10 New Play Festival, they get hundreds of submissions.
I didn't have any idea about that.
Yeah. Oh. So they get all these submissions and they have to whittle it down, obviously, to 10. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. And this year they did do a really good job of keeping it happy. I think that they often kind of take the pulse of the world and say, you know, what do we
what
need?
Is needed?
What
now?
Is needed?
Yeah.
And it is happy and funny. And there's some politics, but in a funny way. So I highly recommend seeing it. It will make you laugh and smile. And Jessica Provence has done many plays for the 10 by 10, and she is now leading this workshop at Wander, which
I believe
cool
is free
concept.
On March 4th in Wander, you do have to sign up, and you can sign up on their Wander's website.
WanderBerkshire.com. That is a great place. I was talking to Jay, the owner of Wander, and they were saying that there's so many cool things planned for this summer. They're trying to expand that Depot After Dark. They're expanding it to do more things, and it's just a great space.
That's amazing.
In Pittsfield. And Hot Plate is doing some cool stuff. They were a great partner for the 10 by 10, and they
released
10 new beers, a new beer every day, and sold out for most of them. And then they also had, in conjunction with the beer release, a community event. And I stopped by there a couple of times throughout the 10 days, packed. I mean,
yeah, just that's wonderful.
Packed. It was really fun. One Saturday, late afternoon, there were people there, not from Pittsfield, that were in town skiing. And they were saying all these wonderful things about Pittsfield. I love to hear tourists talk about
an outsider's perspective.
Yes.
Is refreshing.
It is very refreshing because it's normally the natives that are negative. And so we don't like that. It's nice to
see
it
from the outside, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, so it was really fun to talk to the people in town for skiing and other things. And that was during the book fair. And so there were local authors at tables talking about their books.
Oh, wonderful.
It was very cool, very lively.
And Hot Plate now is doing a lot of reoccurring things throughout their month that you can kind of count on for them to have. They're doing their trivia night. They do the competitive puzzling. There's a lot of things that are going on there that are every month. You can always pop in and know that they're going to be having them. And they have a great events calendar, too, on their website. And I do post a lot of their stuff.
Competitive puzzling is on Tuesday, March 3rd, in partnership with the Berkshire Athenaeum. Friendly, slightly competitive puzzling night allows you to puzzle on your own or as a team. That might be a little overwhelming for me.
I'm a slow puzzler.
That's what I was thinking.
But I like the idea. And like, what a fun, cool winter activity right now.
Absolutely.
Right? And I'm assuming you can meet some new people, maybe get on a team that is a competitive level to you. I don't know. It's, yeah, I have not gone yet, but I would like to go.
Barrington Stage had their Broadway-themed trivia over the 10 by 10, and that, I think, gets a little feisty, too. But it's fun feisty. It's competitive,
yes,
but in a
right.
fun way. And for that, you won some really cool prizes, which is also exciting.
I mean, the prizes are why you're doing it, right?
Exactly. The prizes are the fun thing to do. So the 10 by 10 is over for the Office of Cultural Development. And so now we are combining forces, as we have done in the past with Downtown Pittsfield Inc., to get ready for the first Fridays at 5, which begin in May. And there are calls out on both of our social media pages. Our social media is Cultural Pittsfield on Facebook and Love Pittsfield on Instagram. And Downtown Pittsfield Inc. has a Downtown Pittsfield social media page on Facebook and Instagram, and you will find calls for vendors, food trucks, and other ways to participate.
Volunteers.
And volunteers. Lots of calls for volunteers always.
We would love volunteers.
Yes. But that is something good. If you have a school group and you're looking
youth
to get
group, yeah.
volunteer hours, we are your people. And it really is like 3 to 3:30 p.m. for setup. And then you could, if you wanted to stay the whole time, it would be until 8:30. So the entire thing would be 3:30 to 8:30. And you'd get lots of volunteer hours for that, which would be amazing. So look for those, because we get a lot of questions as the spring approaches. Can I take part? How do I figure out what to take part? We do think it will be similar fashion as last year, where we had the two blocks blocked off, closed, the road on North Street from Park Square to Columbus Avenue, with a band in Persip Park, and then fun stuff all along the way.
Yes.
Including there was a beer garden in Persip Park, and we think that was very successful, so we're going to do that. And then more activities along the way down towards School Street. So it's hard to believe we're already thinking about First Fridays at 5.
I know, I'm so excited. It'll be summer.
It'll be summer. So there will be a First Friday in May, June, August, and September. July falls on July 3rd. And we tried to find a way to make it happen. And it was just too crazy, because many of the people involved in this are also involved in the parade, which is happening the next day. And it was just overwhelming. And so we will have lots of amazing things happening in Pittsfield for the weekend of July 3rd and 4th, and then continue on with First Friday again in August.
Yes.
And we are also looking for sponsors. If you have a wish to sponsor anything for First Friday, we welcome that. And bands or artists or all of that.
And bands can submit, right, if they want. We do a main band every month. And some other smaller acts, too. So if you want to get your band out there, send us a sample. That would be wonderful. You can just email us, cultural.development@pittsfieldma.gov.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm it's having a new the email. Worst time remembering that new email. I had to write it down. It's cultural.development@pittsfieldma.gov.
It just changed.
And the old one will get to us, but we prefer the new one, and so does the IT department. They really want us to push the new one, so we are. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, and we have Jesse Tobin McCulley, the cultural assistant for the City of Pittsfield. We are talking about all things Pittsfield, of course, and looking forward to non-winter months for First Fridays at 5. There are a lot of calls out for vendors, so look for those. And we're super psyched about the Women in Art exhibit coming up at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts.
For the month of March, with the opening being Sunday, March 8th from 11 to 1 p.m. on International Women's Day. So please, anyone is welcome. It is free and open to the public, and we would just love to see a swarm of people at this opening. It would be fantastic. There will be 73 artists. I sure hope all of them are there. How wonderful would that be? We're going to have a piano player. We'll have some snacks. And you'll just see a wide breadth of art. It was amazing the amount in this, every kind of medium that was submitted to the show and accepted. So please stop by if you can, Sunday, March 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Liechtenstein Center, 28 Rennie Avenue in Pittsfield. Check out lovepittsfield.com. The Liechtenstein has its own drop-down menu with all the shows that are going on there. And it'll just kind of give you a little bit more information and see what's upcoming.
And we will be sending out a press release shortly with listing all of the artists. There are 73 artists and pieces of art. So if you're wondering if someone you know is in there, that will be available on lovepittsfield.com, because we want to shine all of these amazing artists from the Berkshires and beyond. Again, we got responses all the way from South County, Sheffield, all the way up to Williamstown and everywhere in between. You will likely know someone.
Oh, you have? Yes. Yes.
Right?
For sure.
Right? And there are, as Jesse just said, there are all kinds of mediums in this show. It's just, I'm looking through the pieces right now. We have little thumbnails of the pieces, and there's gorgeous paintings, and there is ceramic work and sculpture and photography and quilted work.
Felted, quilted. Yeah, every type of artwork is represented.
Yeah.
It'll be just a wonderful Sunday afternoon, just kind of to celebrate our community, the women in the community, the talented artists that live here, and to kind of bring everybody together for a bit of happiness.
Yes, we can all use a bit of happiness. So the Women in Art opening exhibition, Sunday, March 8th at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, starting at 11 o'clock, 28 Rennie Avenue.
Yes, and this is a great opportunity. If you're not able to get to the Lichtenstein during the week when we're normally open, this is an unusual weekend opening, so please pop by if you're free on a Sunday. If you're curious about the Lichtenstein, you've never been there, we could give you a tour during the opening. We have a pottery studio in the basement. We have studios upstairs. We do run the Pittsfield Artist in Residence program out of our office, and we will be going into year two soon, and there will be a press release and a call for the artists put out in the next few weeks. So stay tuned for that. If we started it last year, the Pittsfield City Artists in Residence. Is that what we called
yes.
it?
Yes. And it was amazing. We had Carly Holmes as our first artist in residence, and it couldn't have been better.
No,
she
was
just
fantastic.
A great representation of Pittsfield. So, yes, we will be doing another call for art for that. And there's some public art happening this year. Murals in conjunction with Let It Shine, and also another one out of our office in partnership with Barrington Stage Company. So lots and lots of cool things happening in the city of Pittsfield. Again, more information on lovepittsfield.com. Sign up for that Love Pittsfield newsletter to get all of the calls for art and more into your email on a regular basis, a weekly basis. Our Instagram is Love Pittsfield, and our Facebook is Cultural Pittsfield. We also post everything on those pages. So check us out.
Yeah, check us out. Sign up, like, follow, do
like,
all the
follow,
things.
Follow, subscribe.
Yeah,
that's
come
what
on.
They say, the YouTubers. Subscribe, like, and subscribe.
Is that what the kids say?
All right. Thank you so much for listening to the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We had Jesse Tobin McCulley on the show.
Thank you.
We are thinking spring in the Office of Cultural Development for sure, always. And it's going to stop snowing. Think spring.
Fingers crossed.
LovePittsfield.com. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.